Welcome to Sports at Large. There may be no city that relishes its sports past like Baltimore, and that's a good thing. For as much as we should embrace the new and the now, the heroes of the Camden Yards complex, Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman, Lamar Jackson and Kyle Hamilton, there must always be room around Charm City for what was. There should always be a place in the civic heart for Johnny Unitas and Lenny Moore, for Brooks Robinson and Frank Robinson, even if the place where they won our admiration, Memorial Stadium, is long gone. And, as the champions of East 33rd and Ellerslie fade into memory, so too are the chroniclers of their deeds, the local television sportscaster. We've long said goodbye to Jack Dawson, Randy Blair, Nick Charles, and of course the dean of them all, Vince Bagley. In their day, these men, who unabashedly wore sport jackets that would be frowned upon today, or in bigger, hipper cities, brought you the sports news of the day straight with no chaser. They earnestly reflected their time and their place. Eventually, they gave way to a more modern model of sports anchor, one who was more fashion conscious, but no less committed to bringing the Baltimore audience all the news of the day. From Scott Garceau and Keith Mills at WMAR, to Mark Viviano at WJZ, to Bruce Cunningham at WBFF, and Jerry Sandusky at WBAL, local viewers got dedicated coverage no matter where they turned. For most of the 21st century, this quintet served from a nightly menu of highlights and news that leaned heavily on what was happening here in town. If it took place in a high school gym, a college lacrosse field, Oriole Park, or at the Ravens training facility, they'd have it at 6 or 10 or 11. And that emphasis was in keeping with the trend that continues to this day, where national 24-hour-a-day broadcasters bring the quips and the clips, while their local brethren hold down the fort, albeit with increasingly shrinking amounts of time to tell the story. One by one, however, the five stepped away, with first Garceau, then Mills, followed by Cunningham, and then Viviano. The last of them, Sandusky, retired 2 weeks ago, both as sports director at Channel 11 and as the radio voice of the Ravens. Sandusky, who followed Garceau in calling football games, cited a desire to spend more time with his family and especially his grandchildren. Though he could be a bit glib at times, Sandusky was a gifted and amusing storyteller who capped Ravens' victories with the phrase, "The hay's in the barn." His departure indeed marks the end of an era in Baltimore media. He will not be easily replaced in the football booth, though Channel 11 management, if it's wise, already has his replacement in-house. That's Pete Gilbert, the current weekend sports anchor at WBAL. Gilbert, a Damascus native and three-time Maryland Sportscaster of the Year, has come up through the ranks and has deep institutional knowledge of the market. He is a worthy reminder of what good local sportscasting was and still could be. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.